It is 6:31 here on this Monday morning. Ricky, why don't you bring in our next guest here? Because there's a lot of people wondering about this rebuild and just where it would be with one missing ingredient when they talk about the core four right now in Vancouver.
Yeah, Marcus Lehto joining us right now, Ole Ulevi's agent. Marcus, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good. First of all, your client had surgery on his knee December 17th, Marcus, in Colorado. Give us an update. How's Ole doing right now?
Well, I cannot go into all details, but I just had a couple of talks with Ole last week, and he's actually feeling really good. He's coming along. Recovery is coming along, and rehab. He's doing rehab. So there's every bit of a reason to think that he's going to be 100% for the training camp.
Were you surprised that surgery was required? Because I had heard that, in December, the Canucks were going to be calling him up to get some games in the NHL, and all of a sudden this injury just caught everyone off guard, Marcus.
Well, none of us is a doctor, right? So after very thorough evaluation, I think it was decided that surgery is needed. And I'm surprised? No, well, I'm not surprised because obviously I don't have most of the information I do have, but the doctors obviously recommended that, and that's what we did then, right?
When it comes to pro athletes, a lot of it, they say, at this level becomes mental. And boy, oh boy, this is not what Ole would have planned for this year. You can't control it. He's had a couple of setbacks, Marcus. It's been a tough 24 months for him. Has it been draining? How tough has it been on your client mentally?
I think it would be tough on any one of these 19, 20-year-old young kids, I would say, even if they're professional hockey players. It's still mentally tough. The expectations are really high, from everyone, not from the athlete himself too, right? So, obviously, you're playing great hockey and you think, okay, no, I'm pretty much ready to take a next step, once I get my chance, and then this kind of thing happens. It is unfortunate, and it's exhausting.
Yeah, and for such a young guy, I mean, to endure so much, there's been so many rumors and so many things that he's had to deal with over the last few years since he's been drafted by the Canucks. We're talking to Marcus Lehto, the agent for Ole Ulevi here on Sportsnet 650. It's been about 5 months since he went down with the injury in Utica, and there was, like you said, Marcus, he was playing so well. It's been 5 months now. Is there a sense of or an idea or an ETA when he's expected to get back on the ice?
I don't know all the obviously we're taking it like week by week, not to rush anything right now because there is obviously no need to rush right now. But there's every bit of the expectation that he's going to be back on the ice in June.
That's pretty good, June. And then training camp, you hope he's ready for it there. Where is his, Marcus, because you and I have talked about high draft picks in Canadian markets. They can be tough because you got one in Edmonton and Puljujärvi too, and you got one in Montreal, Kotkaniemi. You have a lot of high draft picks in Canadian markets. How tough is it on your clients when things don't go as everybody expects in a Canadian market, Marcus?
Well, I also have Kasperi Kapanen in Toronto.
He was you got four.
First round by Pittsburgh, and he spent a couple of seasons in the American League, and it was mentally pretty grinding. But, I think he's shown this year that it's not like a life of perhaps 15 years of career NHLer is over if you spend 2 years in the American League. I don't know, the expectations are so tough and everybody's so passionate and everybody thinks that the guys are going to step in right away. With Ole, obviously, how do we know that whether he's ready or not? I mean, you see these 19, 20-year-old even defensemen stepping into a league and they are given an opportunity to play right away and, they can play pretty well, right? So, it is for certainly Europeans, it's a little bit perhaps tougher, they're not used to it, but I don't know whether it's very much different from a lot of these American teams either.
Marcus, is there a sense that, you know, from your client with what he has had to go through, an expectation that he'll likely start again in the American League this fall just based on the amount of time that he's lost as a player at a young age?
Well, I wouldn't go into that yet. It depends on, obviously, he's going to spend some of the, some months of the summer he's going to spend in Finland. There's going to be excellent training in August. You know, most of the NHLers, 20 NHLers on the ice in August already, and that, you know, it's pace is really good there. So, you know, when September comes, I have every reason to believe that Olli Juolevi is going to be 100%. When the training camp begins, and you know, if somebody makes an evaluation during the first couple of weeks, whether any 19, 20-year-old or 20-year-old defenseman is ready to play in NHL, that might be too quickly to do, obviously. But I don't want to speculate whether he's still in time some in American League. I mean, I know this guy can play. Just, you know, an opportunity. That's it.
But Marcus, just to clarify, if we compare last year when he had the back injury, he didn't have a whole lot of time on the ice before training camp. Everything's going to schedule. It looks like he'll be in a little better situation this year come training camp compared to last.
Hopefully, yes. Hopefully.
Some time with Sammy's Marcus. Is there going to be time with Sammy Salo this summer for Olli?
I don't know. Sammy is so busy with his TPS Turku team and always in Helsinki. So, I mean, they might have some time together, but there are a couple other guys in Helsinki area, you know, training in the same group with Esa Lindell, Dallas defenseman, who scored over 30 points and is playing 20 average in 25 minutes per game, and Teuvo Teräväinen, who Carolina kid, who got 70, you know, over 70 points. So a couple of first rounders, Henrik Borgström in Florida. I mean, they have a real good group and great coaches there. So it's excellent.
Marcus, thank you very much for this. You had one of the best quotes of the year on this show last year. So thank you for rejoining us again.
What was the quote?
Hold it a second. We're talking about Canadian markets, and you said the Canadian markets.
It was during the video game controversy. Remember that?
At least we're
not talking about video games anymore.
Marcus, I got it. Hang on here.
We'll play it for you.
And you said it was BS. BS.
All this talk, it's just absolute bull.
Bull.
Rhymes with
oh, it's right here. It's there. Right here. Listen to this.
There's so much bullshit going on. And honestly, guys, I have to tell you this. I love Canadians. I love Canada. I love Canadians. But you Canadians are masters of creating all kinds of drama, too, you know?
There you go, Marcus. Marcus, are you going to jump? Are you going to stand by that comment? Canadians, come on.
Are you sure that's not fake news?
No, that's you. That's Donald Trump, buddy. You got the wrong country, Marcus.
Like Ludwig Borg is back.
You called out our entire country for creating
you
too
Canadians,
much drama.
Wow.
I'm in Chicago right now. I mean, I still have to stand by. I love Canada. I love Canadians, and I love the people. You know, they're passionate about hockey, but sometimes it's just overwhelming. You know, all the media stuff and everything else.
Well,
and the funny thing is that, you know, when I sometimes look at the Finnish media and they just loan everything from Canadian media, and it's like, and then they, you know, write that, and it's like, come on, guys. But hey, I mean, there's certainly expertise also with Canadian reporters and media stuff. So, you know, you got to give credit to that.
And Marcus, the Edmonton media is 10 times worse than the Vancouver media. Wow. And you know that through Puliarvi. You know that.
Maybe I should not make any comments.
There you go.
Don't stop, Marcus.
We
Don't
record going. Everything.
And
keep
we have
going.
Long memories, Marcus. We have long memories of access to pull those clips immediately.
God, yes.
Thanks, Marcus.
See you at the draft.
Oh, yeah, right. The draft's
there
in
he
Vancouver.
Is Marcus Leto. Yeah, he's coming back to town in June.